This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. As the number of fatal drug overdoses rise across the U.S., Alabama lawmakers this week considered a bill that would impose stiffer penalties around the deadly opioid fentanyl. Meanwhile, critics say more punishment could strain the state's overcrowded prisons. But first, WBHM's Gigi Duban and Alabama Public Television's Don Daly start this week's legislative wrap-up with a measure that would outlaw video voyeurism.
This bill has to do with secretly recording or taking photos of someone's private body parts, either through, under, or around their clothing without their consent. And the bill's sponsor is Senator Clyde Chambliss of Prattville, who has said he was inspired by a couple of incidents in his own district that were reported. And once they were reported, it was discovered that the laws were such that people couldn't be prosecuted for a crime like this. So now, under his bill, he wants to make it a crime that's punishable under state law.
It's surprising that there's nothing in place right now that would make this illegal.
There have been some attempts over the years, apparently, to prosecute crimes like this, but it was found that in those instances, our state law didn't extend far enough to actually find someone guilty.
Okay, let's move on to fentanyl. The legislature wants to increase penalties for people who use and distribute this drug. It's a powerful opioid. It's found in a lot of street drugs. And health officials believe fentanyl is behind the recent spike in overdose deaths across the U.S. So what are lawmakers here in Alabama trying to do?
They really want to crack down on the penalties for trafficking and distributing fentanyl. As you mentioned, it's a deadly drug. A trace amount of it can kill someone. Senator Cam Ward of Alabaster, who's the Senate sponsor of this bill, which has already passed the upper chamber, recently made a very telling comparison for his colleagues on the Senate floor. He said, if I were to take a 1 gram packet of fentanyl and toss it up in the air in the Senate chamber, it would kill everybody in this room.
Wow.
And it has become an epidemic problem, not only in Alabama, but across the country. And the crime under Ward's bill could make it punishable by 25 years to life in prison.
Yeah, and there have been some criticisms around this bill. Tell us about those.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the health community versus those who are worried about our very high prison incarceration rates here in Alabama. The health community, of course, is preaching about the deadly factor of this drug and the increasing number of overdose deaths due to it, while those who worry about our prison overcrowding problems are wondering about adding another crime to the list of those that can be punishable by 25 years to life and contribute to our increasing incarceration problem. Senator Ward has sort of waved off that criticism. He says he doesn't think that people prosecuted under his law is going to lead to any sort of massive increase of those people behind bars, but he thinks it's a serious enough crime that it merits this designation.
Definitely tough to strike that balance between increasing those penalties connected with these drugs and not adding to the prison overcrowding situation. Let's talk for a minute about the education budget. This is a $6.7 billion spending plan. Give us the highlights here.
It is highlighted by the pay raise for state education employees. It's a 2.5% pay raise. That's one of the highlights of the education budget, which passed the House committee this week and is expected to head to the House floor next week. Other highlights of the education budget include another increase for pre-K programs in Alabama, another $20 million to create more pre-K programs across the state. There's more money for higher education in this budget, and there's more money for foundational type programs for K through 12 schools like textbooks and technology and transportation.
Okay. And last but not least, payday lending reforms are one of those things that seem to come up year after year in the legislature. This week, the new payday lending bill got a public hearing. Don, in 30 seconds or less, can you tell us what happened there?
Sure. It was just a public hearing. No vote was taken. That could happen in committee next week. But apparently what they're looking at is changing the loan term for those who take out payday loans from the current 10 days to 30 days, which is pretty standard among other loan products. And they want to decrease the percentage rate on these loans from what is now a little over 400% to around 220%. So about cut that rate almost in half.
Don, that was perfect. That was under 30 seconds.
How about that?
It's like you've done this before.
A few times, yes.
That's Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, speaking with WBHM's Gigi Dubam. You can hear Don Fridays during the legislative session here on WBHM and WSGN.